Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Get ahead and have already planted coleus, but what else can we use? How about gardenias, mine are in bloom. Those are kind of neat. Ned Thralls helps us with our lawns. Joni has a day off today, so we'll give her that time. And you can be here, however, by calling in at 1-888-45-LAWNS or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Colton Young is at the controls and Teresa Watkins and I are here, too, hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's something you don't want to miss. The 59th Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 24th and 25th at Kitland Nelson Park in Apopka. Come check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to the plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Amazing artists and fine crafters will show and sell their works. Live entertainment, great food, children's art area, nature activities, and more. The Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 24th and 25th. Admission is free. Visit apopkaartandfoliagefestival.org.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow. The mature manure.
I know her.
Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's going to be a great program for you today. Hey, by the way, it rained.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. And I hope everyone did get a little bit. I didn't get as much as some, but I got over an inch and a half, I think it was. But I think the airport got 2.5 inches.
It did. We got over an inch and a half, too, as well. It was really good. It poured really long, and I loved that the ground was already saturated, so it'll do even better, you know, with the extra rain.
But you know what? It's dry already.
Already dry.
Yeah. We put in some new plants, which I'll talk about in a little bit here, and I let them go a day and a half, and I had to go up and water them again, you know. Maybe it's the rains that got me thinking about what's ahead for us, heat and humidity and wet conditions. So I've already, like I said, added coleus to the front entrance area to our community. That's one of my go-to plants. Teresa and I'll have others. Plus, I want to spend a little time with gardenias today.
Getting a lot of questions on gardenias.
Yeah, aren't they nice and fragrant?
They are wonderful. I see a lot of my clients posting pictures of their gardenia bushes on them. They're really very fragrant. I love using them. They're a good go-to plant. Yeah.
You know, here's what a lot of people don't realize. There's more than just gardenia. There's lots of gardenias out there.
There is
lots
a of lot. Varieties. Different varieties, short, small, ground cover type gardenias. And then also ones that get over 10 feet tall.
I know.
And those are really magnificent.
Yeah, I find they do fine in filtered sun to full sun, but we'll talk more about that. But
sure.
In the shade, they really have, I don't like to go
they need
in the shade.
They need a little bit of sun.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have some cultural tips and things of that nature. Plus, I have some gardening trends if we get a chance for those there. Well, good morning anyway. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa. I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. And don't forget, our books are out there. Teresa, you have your books. The new one, has it arrived?
The new one is out there, and it's coming. It's on its way. The publisher says they're sending me my copies already. So
and
I'm
name?
Keeping my fingers crossed. The name is A Gardener's Compendium, Gardening with the Senses. Is this that? Volume 3.
I'm going to say you already have two out there.
Two out there. This is the third.
Which is very good. And just go up. I'm sure if you put in our name in the Google search, you'll come up with something.
We were everywhere.
Probably our pictures, things like that. Take the pictures off. It scares rabbits and raccoons away. thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. You can tell we're going to be up to have a good time. And we're waiting for your phone calls. You might want to wait till about 20 after the hour. Colton is taking the phone calls today. Joni has a day off. But our number here is 407-916-5400. Or toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS, and you can text me at any time, 23680, and I already have a text message up
Excellent.
There. So we'll be getting to that.
Starting the morning off right.
We are. Hour number one, Ed Thralls will have a quick garden update, and then he'll help us with our lawns. May, which comes next Saturday, by the way, it'll be May Day. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. It's just flying by.
Yeah. Fertilizing time will be running out once we get into May. So it'll help us out there, of course. Hour number two, Teresa and I will be talking with Brad Jones. Tell us about Brad Jones.
Brad Jones is an amazing, amazing person. He's a garden educator, and he has a beautiful community garden facility. It's called the Emeril Lagasse Foundation Kitchen and Culinary Garden. And I stopped by the other day there and had a talk with him, and he has some wonderful ideas about how to grow food.
Wow. Everybody needs to know that, that's for sure. And the trend today is to plant more edible gardens. But we find that some people think you can plant it and forget it.
Yes, I get that a lot of times. People will say, well, we want to grow our own food and have a greenhouse and landscape, you know, edibles. And it's got to be low maintenance. And I, right then, the little flag goes up, and I go, oh, we need to become,
we need to get
reality-based. We need to talk.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, let's introduce Colton, who's up here with us.
Good morning, Colton.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Colton's up there in control of the program.
Our life is in your hands, Colton.
That's right. I will take very good care of them.
Without Colton being here, we couldn't do it.
No, exactly. Yeah. We couldn't.
And he's going to take your phone calls also. If you call in, Colton will be the person who you talk to first here today. And the number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. And I will take care of the text messages if you text me at 23680. Trash can report, only three this week.
Slack it off.
I slacked off. I don't know. The rain slowed me down is what I have in my notes here anyway. your newsletter is up.
My newsletter is out, and again, May's coming up, so you know, get this one and check it out. It's a free monthly newsletter. There's no spam with it. They can go to my website, she-consulting.com, to get on the list.
Yep, and Teresa and I are going to be out and about this weekend.
I'm very excited.
You're going to be at the Apop Garden Foliage Festival tomorrow, right?
Today.
Tomorrow.
You're tomorrow. Okay.
thank you for directing me. I might have missed it. I might have showed up today. I don't know.
So I will be out there 12 to 2 at the Plant Doctor booth, and they can come by and bring me all their sick and dying plants, or bring you some pretty ones, and I'll tell you what they are.
There you go. That would be kind of neat, too. Yes, I'll be there on Sunday from 12 to 2 also. Joni will be with me at that time. So it's always a great show, and it's a time to find some plants that you don't normally find. Sharon Fisher was with us last week, of course.
And it's I know I'm going to be going home with plants. There's going to be some varieties that you don't normally see in the box stores or at nurseries. And so these are the actual growers are going to be there.
You know what I think is equally attractive is the edible food booth where people take things like corn home, fresh picked corn. And
I love the corn. The Apopka, you know, the corn festival was wonderful.
I know it used to be.
It did. And so, but this is the place to get corn. So this weekend is great.
Yeah. And art show is also there. So if you enjoy art and plants, you got it made. No doubt about
that. It is a great festival.
Now, you're a great farmer yourself. You were telling me before we went on the air that the tomatoes and peppers and...
They're all coming out. My zucchini and my squash. I have so many flowers. I'm just waiting for them to, start fruiting. But my peppers are doing well. Even the peppers from last year. I did an experiment, and so I've got the peppers from last year growing. And they're regular bell peppers, but they survived the winter, and I've got them in. They have fruit on them. They have the peppers on them. And then also my bush tomatoes, my Goliath is doing well, my Better Boys, and the other peppers we have are cowhorn and poblano and jalapenos.
Okay, you got a real garden going there.
Yeah.
Wow. Mine are doing well, too. My peppers look good. They're getting little peppers on. Tomatoes are growing wild. And beans, I got beans flowering. And onions are ready to harvest.
There you go. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year so far. That's right.
Yeah,
fingers
crossed.
I know. The only problem that I've had so far is the wind, and it was my fault. I didn't stake my tomato plants. They didn't stake the cages. I had the cages around. Didn't have them anchored. Uh-huh. And so a couple of them blew over, and I got damaged to one. But anyway, we'll make it. Speaking of flowers, you mentioned flowers also. I thought we'd just give our listeners some of our go-to plants, the ones that, we really depend on. And one of mine happens to be the coleus. I say send in the clowns. Exactly. And you got all these colors and everything.
The coleuses are wonderful because they do well in shade and they do well in sun.
Right. Yeah.
And so you see them a lot in front of HOAs. But I like them because if you really love them, you don't necessarily have to buy more plants.
I know.
You just snap them off and stick them in the pot.
Yeah.
And they root very easily. And so do you let yours go to flower?
I let mine go to flower, yeah. I will sometimes pick them off. If I want them neat and trimmed, I'll pick them off. But how about you?
I don't let mine go to flower. I like to see the leaves, and so I kind of, nip them in the buds every once in a while, get them a little bit bushier.
Yeah.
And
a gentleman who listens to the program is a member of the Community Society and the men's group in Orlando, Fred Fallman, used to save the seeds and plant them, and he'd have all different color combinations coming up.
It's a really great plant. I've never seen it have a pest problem.
I haven't either. I take it back. I did see mealybugs one time.
Yeah.
But I think it was my fault because the plants were stressed. Some plants, if they're stressed, you're going to end up with these problems.
It makes them more susceptible, just like people. If you're, overworking, not getting enough sleep, not taking your vitamins, you're going to get the colds a lot easier and stuff. So plants are the same way.
My advice to people who buy coleus is ask the garden center if it's one that can take the sun also.
Yes.
There's some that can't.
There are some that can't. The new varieties like the henna series, the ones with the kind of look like tattoos, they can take the sun a little bit easier. The chartreuse ones can take the sun pretty as well.
They do well. Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, coleus, one of my go-to plants for sure. What's next for you?
My go-tos are the drift roses and the lily of the Niles.
Oh, yeah.
And also the apostle's iris.
Okay. The drift rose is going to need a little maintenance.
It doesn't really need a lot of maintenance, but you're going to want to make sure that you've got them in the right conditions. You want to make sure they're fertilized correctly. And then if you don't like the buds, they don't need to be deadheaded to prune again or to bloom again. But I don't like to see the
old dead flowers.
Yeah, the old dead flowers. So I cut those off. But it doesn't need it. They get to be about a foot and a half tall, 2 feet wide, and they're great.
I love them. Mine have been flowering very well right now. I pruned them back in February. They really needed it. You can prune them when you want to.
Right, exactly. And, that's about the same way with roses. Roses need to be cut to, have a good leaf growth. And so you want to stimulate the leaves. The more leaves you have, the more rose blooms you'll have.
Yeah. The chili thrips, the only thing I really have a problem with on them.
I see those on more of the more common knockouts. I see them. Those, I haven't seen them on the drift roses at all.
Well, I'll save you some.
Okay.
Pentas is my other one.
Pentas are wonderful. I love the Pentas. I love the old-fashioned ones because the deep red ones that don't have any white, that little white center. I like the red old-fashioned ones, and the butterflies love them.
I do, too. Yeah, the butterfly. And some of the old-fashioned ones grow tall, too.
They get very tall, 3 to 4 feet tall.
Here's the problem I've had with Pentas. If you try to get a mixed batch, mixed colors, they will grow at different rates, and so you can have a problem with that.
Yeah, it kind of throws everything off schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like to do mass plantings, one color. I don't necessarily do two. Angelonias are another one.
Oh, yeah. Angelonias are good.
You can mix and have a nice color assortment.
Yeah. I've got some others. We both have some others. So, but we'll hold that for when we come back here. And also we have information on gardenias and gardening trends. We'll see if we can get it all in. What do you say? Ed Thralls is around the corner, so don't go away. And he'll be with us. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. It's going to be a great gardening day, I think. I can't wait to
get
outside.
The temperatures are great for it, and a little bit of rain in some areas, but I just don't think we're going to see any rain at all today.
You know what I've been doing? I've been doing a lot of transplanting, a lot of dividing, things of that nature.
Yeah. Now, do your plants go through a lot of stress? Do you root prune before you transplant?
No, these are things that are in pots.
Oh, okay, so you're just putting them in the ground.
Containers, I should say.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
The Sentinel says you do not use the word pot. That was some years ago, so maybe they've changed now. I don't know. Hey, listen, let's do this one text message before we go to Ed. How long will an unopened bag of lawn fertilizer remain effective? This is George wanting to know that.
An unopened bag. Where?
An unopened bag.
Oh.
I'd say indefinitely.
Yeah, I would, as long as it's not out in the sun where the plastic's going to heat up the bag. If it's in a cool, you know, like a shed, it should last indefinitely.
Yeah, not getting moist or anything like that. It should be fine. Tell you what, we'll ask our expert. Let's get Ed Thralls in. What do you say? Our good friend Ed Thralls is with the University of Florida, Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed.
Ed should be there. I don't know what we got. See, I don't hear Ed right at the moment. And I tell you what, let's while we're waiting for Ed to come in, let's do this one here. I have self-pollinating cucumbers growing on a trellis in my greenhouse. Most of the cucumbers grow straight. Some are curled around. What causes the curled cucumbers? I don't see any insects. I would say even though they're self-pollinating, they didn't pollinate very well, probably.
Right. They probably needed to have a little bit more. Or now, do cucumbers need to have more than one pollinator visit them?
If it's a self-pollinating variety, it shouldn't, which he says it is.
Right.
Now, moisture stress could cause it also. And so that's a possibility.
Now, will they outgrow it?
Probably not. It'll always stay curved like that, which is a possible problem.
Yeah. Curvy cucumbers is okay with me.
Yeah, they're okay, yeah. But it,
it'll taste the same.
There's always a possibility that if it's curved, that an insect might affect it on one side, or even a disease like powdery mildew, something like that. Colton, can we get Ed up now? Yep, it's a good time to get our good friend Ed Thrills again. Ed is University of Florida Orange County Residential Extension Agent. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Teresa.
Yeah, we got you. We found you out there in Neverland.
Scooped you up.
Yeah, Colton's doing several jobs today, so we're really breaking him in well.
A lot of training on the job training.
Yeah. Hey, listen, did I answer this one question right? It says, how long will an unopened bag of lawn fertilizer remain effective? I say indefinitely.
As long as it hasn't dried out, as long as it doesn't feel like it's a brick and picked up moisture, and as long as it stays out of the sun, yeah, it should last for a long time.
There we go. We were both right.
We give Teresa credit for her portion there also. Hey, we need a quick gardening update.
Okay. Well, like most gardens right now, they're growing very well. And we've got lots of squash, tomatoes, and beans. We're actually, our onions are ready, and we've been harvesting squash for over a week now. You know how it's like when you reach down in the plant and there's one of those zucchinis that you haven't seen the first time around?
That's it. You go, oh, I didn't know it was there.
We've got some now that we can probably stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they're pretty big.
They are big. We picked them almost 10 inches long right now. And almost an inch and a half in diameter.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
A little tough. But we're harvesting squash, both yellow squash and green squash. And our beans, we're picking those about twice a week right now. And the rains really have helped with our irrigation needs. We've turned off the irrigation system for a couple of days. And we're making compost in various containers. So if anybody's interested in how to make compost, we've got an above-ground system there with three bins that are 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet each. And they make the best compost. And then we have a tumbler, and we've got a couple of the black plastic containers like the Earth Machine. But all of them make compost. It's just that the larger bins make the best compost for us. And I picked up some of my neighbor's oak leaves and added 15 bags of brown material to the compost mix.
Yeah, you're that good fairy like me that goes from neighbor to neighborhood picking up leaves.
As long as they rake them up and put them in the bag for me, it's okay.
I like a clear bag also, so I know what I'm getting.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, look, you're ticking me off with his early crops. Only thing I can match you with is my onions, and I do have some onions about the size of softballs. So.
My onions are, a couple of them are about that size, but most of them are about the size you get into bags at the stores right now.
Hey, listen, let's switch the subjects here to lawns. A recent study, university study, by the way, shows over 50% of home landscapes is turf. And I thought you might just run over what are the more common types of turf.
Yeah, we've got four common southern turf grass. It's a cultivated variety of a native plant. Took me a little while to figure that out. And then we've got Bahia from South America and Bermuda and zoysia from China, and all are considered Florida-friendly and require about the same amount of water to remain green and grow in the landscape.
So there is no miracle grass out there.
There is no miracle grass out there. The one you see on TV that grows on concrete doesn't work here.
So, Ed, we have about one more month to fertilize the lawn in many areas of Florida. What do you recommend homeowners do to feed their lawn through the summer? Do they need it?
Yeah, they are going to need it, and there's a lot of counties in the state now that have a fertilizer blackout period that doesn't permit homeowners to put fertilizers in their landscape from June the 1st to September 30th, and that's the period of time where our turf grass is growing the greatest. And during the summer, the turf grass removes practically all the nutrients it can find as it's actually growing faster and faster as we get to the hottest part of the year. I recommend that homeowners fertilize their lawns during the last 2 weeks of May for that reason, and that they should use a 50 to 70% slow-release form of nitrogen in the fertilizer, so it'll last long into the summer and give the grass some relief.
And so do we look for a specific fertilizer? How do they know it's going to be 50 to 75% slow-release?
Well, you do look for a fertilizer type that's formulated for their specific turf grass. So read the bag and see if the turf grass is on the label. If it's not, then don't use it. And they should use a fertilizer with a middle number that's less than 4%. And usually when you look at the fertilizer bags, you see three numbers. The first one's for nitrogen, the second is phosphorus, and the third one is potassium. So a fertilizer like 15-0-15 would really be ideal, unless you have a soil test that shows you were deficient in phosphorus. And if you've got palm trees, there's a new 12-2-8-4 analysis, which has extra magnesium, and that would be ideal not only for your palms but also for your lawn. You actually may be over-fertilizing your palms if you buy a palm fertilizer and then fertilize your palms, the lawn that's growing near the lawn, palm trees. So you want to take care not to do that. As far as whether you've got 50 to 70% slow release, you need to turn the bag over and look at your sources of nitrogen on the bag and compare them with the percentage of nitrogen that's actually total in the bag, and you should come up with something with 50 to 70% slow release.
Good. So, Ed, we're getting a lot of questions about sodding at this time. Anyone know, with the summer coming on and everything, can we still sod at this time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sod 12 months out of the year in Central Florida. This actually is probably the best time of the year to sod because our ambient temperatures are increasing, and the soil temperature is also increasing, and that would give us a more rapid growth of our sod root system. But waiting until the rainy season may not be the best help. A lot of people think the rainy season won't have to irrigate. It'll take care of it. Actually, your lawn may be getting too much rain every day, and especially those areas in the shady spots, you might actually get some rot to start. So now's the time really to do it if you want to get it done right.
Good. What kind of care should we give newly laid turf at this time?
Our newly laid turf needs lots of water, and I don't want to overwater it, but there's a soil layer attached to the bottom of the sod, and that holds all your roots in the turf grass. And that should actually remain moist during the first 30 days of installation. By the end of 30 days, you should have grasses getting established fairly well. I suggest an irrigation plan of about three times a day. I use an 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. As my target times, and I water about 20 minutes each, and my goal is to keep that little soil layer that's attached to the sod moist, not to water the ground underneath. It'll actually get it through gravity. And the first week, I water every day on that schedule, and maybe a little longer if it's particularly dry. And the second week, you go to every other day. And third week, every third day. And then on the fourth week, go to the normal watering schedule for your water management district is set up. And then just supplemental water irrigation is needed if you notice any dry spots.
So have you seen chinch bugs in St. Augustine this spring so far, Ed?
I have not seen those in the plant clinic. I saw them earlier, actually coming out of winter in January and February, but I haven't seen any in the last month or so. But they're there. Don't worry about it.
We're not going to miss them.
The adults are just small black bugs with little white wings crossed on their back, and the young are sort of orange with red with a white band around their abdomens, kind of like candy corn, and they're fairly easy to see in that stage, even though they're small. And damage is most likely going to appear first where the turf grass dries out quicker, like along your sidewalks, the roadways, maybe even your driveways.
So what kind of controls are needed?
I'm sorry?
What kind of controls are available?
Well, we have several that take care of chinch bugs. They're getting resistant to the synthetic pyrethroids, so we're looking for something like Dilox. As a matter of fact, the UAF is recommending a systemic pesticide in your grass with something like imidacloprid.
Wow.
Very good. And Arena would be one brand of clothianidin also, which is out there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be used. Hey, when are we going to be seeing some sod webworms?
Ah, boy. I used to say, and you used to say as well, they are a patriotic pest.
Yes.
Because they slow around the 4th of July, but they've been getting here earlier. And so I would expect that when you get into the backyard walking around maybe in the afternoon and you start noticing the little clouds of moths starting to fly around, you should start looking for your sod webworm. As a matter of fact, mark your calendar when you do see them flying around, and about 10 days later, get your pesticides ready for them. They just seem to be I don't know. Last year we had them late May, early June, it seemed like.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
They stayed with us till almost November.
Yeah. So controls?
Dilox again, acephate, 7, even Thuricide, Bacillus thuringiensis, if you put it out right. You want to put it out in the evening or early afternoon because the insect actually feeds at nighttime. So read and follow the label directions for your best results.
Yeah. Now, they really don't cause a whole lot of damage. So, I mean, they chew, but outside
that. Yeah, they do chew, and your grass looks like somebody scalped it. But if you do absolutely nothing, your grass will come out once they get out of there. But it's how much of that ugliness can you tolerate?
Yeah. Teresa and I had a question earlier here we were talking about, and weed and feeds. Is it okay to put weed and feeds out at this time?
Well, that's totally up to you as a choice, but I don't find it particularly works well for me. If I don't have a lot of weeds, it's kind of a waste of money. And also, I prefer to put the fertilizer out, so I'm fertilizing everything, and then spot treat the weed areas so I know I'm concentrating in those areas instead of spreading my herbicide all over the lawn where I don't have any weeds.
Yeah, but for a novice-type gardener, it probably is an easy fix.
It is an easy fix, and you want to make sure you get the right one. Make sure your turf grass type is on the bag. Don't make the mistake of using a zoysia or bahia weed and feed on St. Augustine. You might regret it.
Yeah, you might.
That is good.
How about some classes, Ed?
We're creating a Florida-friendly landscape shortly. We've got backyard chicken training classes, and that's really popular. We've got a virtual green industries best management practices, and normally that's for commercial people applying fertilizers and stuff, but homeowners might be interested in it. And there's alternatives to traditional vegetable gardening and seed saving tips, tricks.
I understand.
I can't seem to say that word.
I know. Say it fast.
And we're still presenting all of our classes virtually, so you've got to go online and register at ocextension.eventbrite.com. And starting May 3rd, we're going to start opening our offices more widely. We won't require appointments for being seen, and we will probably start teaching in the classrooms with about no more than 50% capacity.
Okay. That's good to hear.
That means that you can take all the cots and sleeping bags out where you take the rest during the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, and also homeowners who forget to register online and it's a last-minute thing, they can have walk-ins to the classes.
Good. There you go.
Thanks, Ed. We appreciate it very much. We're talking with Ed Thralls, University of Florida and Orange County Residential Extension Agent and at the Orange County Extension Center. Thanks again. We're going to take a quick break here. Ruth, hang in there with us, if you will. Ruth, which is a common question, if you want to text me, feel free to do that, 23680, 23680, or you can call us at 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
In Florida, bicycles are legally defined as vehicles. When using the road, cyclists, just like drivers of motor vehicles, are required to obey all traffic laws, signs, and signals. Drivers are required by law to allow a minimum of 3 feet when passing a bicyclist. We all have the right to arrive at our destination safely. Please do your part by slowing down, moving over, and sharing the road responsibly. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. It's going to be a great sunny day. I can't wait to get out in the landscape, to be honest with you.
It's a lovely day for it. It's going to be a little bit warmer than, you know, we've had it this week, but it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I told Joni yesterday she's going to have to mow the lawn today. So, you know, she has the day off today. She's going to have to get out there and do some mowing a little bit later on.
She'll love that.
Yeah. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Or let me give you that slowly, 1-888-455-2967. Or if you want to call local, 407-916-5400. Otherwise, Colton pays the bill, which is kind of nice. Let's get Ruth up with us. What do you say? Ruth's in Temple Terrace. Ruth, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ruth.
There she is. She's coming. Hey, Ruth. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hello, Ruth. Are you there? Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Yes, good. We found you. Good
there
morning.
You go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry you had to wait so long, but I hope you enjoyed the program.
I did. It's a very good show. I listen to you every weekend. But I have maybe two questions for you, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
I'm calling about a ligustrum that's about 6 feet tall, and it's 20 foot long. It's used as a privacy hedge. It's very leggy at the bottom, but there is a lot of good foliage at the top. How far can I cut that back and water and fertilize it?
It's about 6 feet tall?
Yes, sir.
You know, you need to really cut it back if you want to fill in the bottom. And I normally say you cut it back about a foot above where you want to see the new foliage starting to fill in. So you're probably talking about cutting this back to about 3 feet if you want to fill in the bottom and get it started again. Teresa?
I think so. You know, I always say cut it back by a third. You know, so you can do that, and you're not going to damage it. But how you're cutting it is going to really determine how the bottom is. I call it my bare bottom syndrome. And, you know, if you're cutting it too straight, then the bottom leaves, the branches don't get enough sunlight.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to not grow anymore. So cut it so that the top of the hedge is a little bit smaller width than the bottom. Slight
I
angle.
Understand.
Okay, and you'll get more growth at the bottom.
Yeah, so Teresa says 4 feet, I say 3 feet. Go 3.5.
That's a good plan. And then what about fertilizer and water?
Yeah, put a slow-release fertilizer on. I there's a lot of brands out there. There's Osmocote, there's Dynamite, there's Knockout, Shake and Feed.
Shake and Feed, yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the other question here.
Sure.
Shake and Feed. But there's others also that you can use.
Sure. I mean, everything that has flowers and blooms and you want it to have good leaf growth, it always is going to need fertilizer. So just fertilize it on a regular basis. If you're using Dynamite, that's twice a year. You know, Osmocote every 3 months or so. And just do it on a regular basis. You want to do that.
Okay. Now, I have containerized, I got your word this morning, zucchini plants. And I get a beautiful bush and a beautiful fruit, but then it goes away.
Okay, a couple of possibilities there. Number one, it didn't get pollinated. And also you'll find that sometimes the first fruits that form don't set.
Right.
They'll shrivel is what they do and look like they're rotting. And some people think they have blossom end rot, but it's just normal that you'll lose some of those first ones. But squash zucchini is going to need pollination, so you have to depend on the bees, or you have to be the bees with a paintbrush.
Yeah, I did see some bees around it the other day.
Good.
Oh, good.
Well, you're on the way then.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
okay,
Ruth. Thank you for your patience. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And let's see. Let's go to Tom
And Tom has a let's see, Tom, it looks like you got a poinsettia question.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I need to know the time to cut the poinsettias back.
Well, you called on the right day.
Did I really?
Yes, great. You did. You
all
can
right.
cut. I always cut poinsettias back, Tom, in April and in August.
Okay, you have my permission.
April and August.
April and August.
Okay.
See, I do it a little bit different. There's the right way, the wrong way, and my way. Teresa does it the right way, okay? My way is about mid-March, I cut them back to within 18 inches of the ground, 12 to 18 inches, and then I let them grow a foot, and then I cut back about 4 inches. I let them grow another foot, cut them back about 4 inches, and I continue that through the end of August. Teresa's way is the easier way.
Well, but Tom, are we talking about established poinsettias that have been in the ground a long time?
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
the ones that are just from this
yes.
year?
Yes.
So
in
if they
the
just
ground.
Planted them this year, do you
yeah.
still cut them back that harshly?
If they're in a pot or in the ground, they go back to 12 to 18 inches.
Yep. There you go.
That's okay. my way. Like I said, there's okay. the right way, the wrong way, and my way, and Teresa's way is the right way.
Okay.
He's
Let
a smart man.
You, I have a desert rose that is spectacularly blooming. I never saw it that full of blossoms. It's a pink and white variety of desert rose.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Congratulations.
You're doing something right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You get the award of the day. Of course, there's not much in the award box, but you get the award. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You have a great Bye-bye. Day, too. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break here right now. And when we come back, we can have your call. We've got people calling in right now. So let it ring because Colin's busy right at the moment. And you can go ahead and text me 23680. Had a couple of text messages. I got one up here right now. And so we'll enter those too. So we'll be back. Don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694, 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Teresa and Tom are here today. TNT show.
There you go. Dynamite.
Yeah, very good. So we've got a lot of great questions and thoughts today. So let's see if we can have a couple of more here. Tom, welcome back again. Repeat question. How can we help you? There he goes.
I'm here.
There you go, good. Tom.
We found you.
Okay, good. I want folks to know that the Brevard Tropical Fruit Club is having their annual fruit tree sale today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Melbourne Civic Auditorium, which is 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard in Melbourne. The event is on the lawn south of the auditorium. There might be something going on. I think there might be a home show in the auditorium today. But the fruit tree sale is on the lawn just south of the auditorium.
Yeah. So what are you going to buy?
Well, I've actually bought some stuff yesterday since I'm a club member. But I bought the Canistel, Barbados cherry, carambola, mulberry, guava, and they've just got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you'll enjoy the mulberry.
Okay, give us the location one more time.
625 East Hibiscus Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida. And it's on the lawn south of the auditorium.
Melbourne.
And they have a really huge selection of mango varieties and avocado varieties.
Wow. Excellent. Thank you so much, Tom. Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, this is the place to get things like that. If you want tropical fruit trees, this is what you have to do.
It does.
Melbourne Auditorium.
And it's not too far away from Orlando. You just drive over and get it. And the selection is what you want, because when you go to some nurseries, they only get one or two. This place, you'll have 5 to 10 different varieties of each one of these fruits, too.
And it depends on how bad you want some of these, how far you travel. So it might be worth traveling hours, actually.
I would do it.
Yeah, I know you would. Okay, here's a text message here, question. How do drift roses compare to knockout roses?
Okay, well, they're two totally different varieties of roses. The drift roses only get to be about 1 to 1.5 foot tall by 2 feet. Knockout roses can get larger, 3 to 4 or 5 feet tall. And so the care, they just bloom differently. And I just think when I say bloom differently, the little drift roses are little, they look like little miniature roses, but they open up to about 3 inches wide. Mm-hmm. The knockout roses are more of your standard hybrid roses looking.
Yeah, knockout roses was first, and then the drift rose, as far as I can tell, came a little bit later.
Yes.
But both of them are nice.
They're
both have
both
their uses.
Nice.
If you want something for more of a ground cover, the drift roses.
That's why I use them as a ground cover, mass plantings ground cover.
Yeah, I have both.
And you don't need to deadhead either one of them, really, to get them to rebloom again. But I just like when the buds are finished blooming, I like to cut them off.
Yeah, and they do what we call self-cleaning.
They do.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice. And, you know, they're not necessarily, you know, they don't get a lot of disease issues. They're usually, you know, just very low maintenance from a pest point of view.
Yeah.
But you just make sure that they're fertilized correctly and they're healthy.
Yeah, well, you've got a second part to this question.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Being you're an installer, they want to know what tips transplanting older knockout roses in containers that have been cut back and they're already starting to come back again. Should be pretty easy, shouldn't
it? Just plant them in the ground. There's no reason not to, or to baby them or anything like that. There's not a problem, especially transplants in containers is not usually a problem.
It's supposed to be pot bound, so it's been in there for a long time.
I've never seen roses pop out.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so that would be really unusual, and I would think that the roses would not look really well. If it's already starting to flush out again, it means it's got a good, healthy root system.
Yeah, they want to know if they should amend the soil.
I don't recommend amending the soil. You want the plants to get established to that area. If they're already in good potting soil from the nurseries in the pot already, that's plenty for to get them started.
Yeah, and they want to know about fertilizing. They want the complete story.
Yeah. Okay, so fertilizing, just as everything, anything that has a flower or fruit is younger than 7 years, is deciduous, you want to fertilize those plants on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think roses more than some, actually.
Yeah, roses do.
I'd say monthly, unless it's slow release.
Make sure it's slow release. I like to use slow release, but if you want to get them off to a good start, I definitely would fertilize them monthly.
Yeah, I promised everybody some tips on gardenias, and there's a lot of different types out there. The two I have grown the most are Miami Supreme and Coral Gables.
I've done August Beauty and Frostproof.
Yeah, and they're all fragrant.
Wonderfully fragrant, and I will tell you that I just love the really tall ones, and they do need a little bit of shade to thrive, but they do also, again, need the fertilizer and acidic fertilizer at that.
I think they're high-maintenance plants, actually. They need the moisture. They need the fertilizer. They need the scale insect controls, and they need a mulch. And sometimes you'll get yellowing, and the Epsom salts
will
help.
And sooty mold, too. They get that, and that's usually with aphids and whiteflies. But they're worth it, though. If you really are into gardenias, they're worth it.
And the fragrance.
Can't beat it.
You know when they're flowering.
You do. And I love to see a hedge of a gardenias.
Yeah. Now, you may get some leaf yellowing at this time of the year, right?
Early spring and in fall, you'll see some yellowing, but usually it's just a symptom of when it should have been fertilized. They do need nutrients. They need acidic fertilizers or very good acidic soil.
Yeah, very good. So we're good. So what's coming up hour number two?
Hour number two, we're going to be talking to Brad Jones. He's a co-founder of the Emeril Lagasse Kitchen and Culinary Garden. And he's going to tell us how to grow food. He's got a great class coming up. He's an amazing person, and I just love talking to him. Bumped into him last week, and I said, you got to come on and talk to us.
I can't wait to talk with him, that's for sure. I love my edible gardens, that's for sure. And also, they can text us 23680, or you can call, probably a little early to call, wait till about 20 after, although you can get up online, that's okay too. So we'll be back, don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.